And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. A driver remains unidentified after a high-speed pursuit through northern Huron County earlier this month. According to a Huron County Sheriff's Office report, a deputy was running stationary radar near Van Dyke and Fillion Roads on the evening of August 13th when a pickup truck and a sedan were clocked at 96 miles per hour. The deputy began following the vehicles north on Van Dyke Road and reported seeing the pickup pass two vehicles, nearly causing a head-on collision with southbound traffic. Emergency lights and a siren were then activated, but the pickup continued on the crossroad instead of stopping. The report says the pursuit continued along several rural roads, including Carpenter, Schott, Helms, Stoddard, and Crockard roads. Speeds during portions of the pursuit were reported between roughly 70 and 110 miles per hour. At one point, investigators say the pickup drivers shut off the vehicle's lights in an apparent effort to avoid detection. The deputy continued tracking the truck by its brake lights. A sheriff sergeant eventually ordered the pursuit terminated. The deputy shut off the emergency equipment, turned around, and later canvassed the surrounding area for the pickup and its driver. The vehicle was not located, and the report lists the incident as fleeing or eluding police, identifying the suspect as unknown. No arrest was reported in the document. And students returning to the Huron Area Technical Center will once again face restrictions on cell phones and other personal electronic devices during the school day. The Technical Center says it's continuing its wireless communication device policy from last year in an effort to reduce distractions and keep students focused during instruction. Under the policy, phones, earbuds, smartwatches, tablets, and similar devices must be stored in a designated location when students enter the classroom and remain there until dismissal. Devices are also prohibited in hallways and restrooms. Limited use may be allowed during scheduled breaks and in classrooms with an instructor's approval and supervision. Exceptions are available for students who need access to a device because of a documented health condition. Students who violate the policy can face progressively stronger disciplinary action. A first offense includes a warning and having the device held for the remainder of the day. A second offense can result in the device being held in the main office for 5 school days, while a third offense requires a parent to pick up the device and can lead to additional discipline. Huron Area Technical Center says the policy is intended to create a more focused and positive learning environment for students. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servants, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.